Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Fast Amai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Wednesday, 22nd of December, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, a background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. Another 106 cases, 721 active cases of COVID, 9 people in Nobles, nobody in ICU. If Omicron threatens, we'll go into lockdown, says the Chief Minister. Incentives needed for EV ownership, businesses should take on more apprentices, and does your workplace have a menopause policy?
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Fast Amai, Tessa Hawley.
Fast Amai, 106 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded on the Isle of Man. It brings the total number of active cases to 721. Prisoners will be able to enjoy a more normal regime over Christmas, but won't be allowed visits from their loved ones. It follows an outbreak of COVID at the Isle of Man prison, which saw two wings put on black regime and inmates forced to spend more time in their cells. Government has now agreed that the inmates can be downgraded to red, but says visiting restrictions will not be reviewed until the new year. The Chief Minister says he's confident TT 2022 will go ahead safely in spite of pandemic concerns. Alfred Cannon was questioned on the Man in Line today by a member of the hospitality industry who's been impacted by 2 years of cancellations. In international news, children as young as 5 with certain medical conditions could soon be offered a COVID vaccine. The group that advises on who can get a jab in the UK is recommending it after an adapted version of the Pfizer dose was approved for use. A man's been jailed for stalking TV presenter Louise Minchin. 44-year-old Carl Davies from North Wales sent her and her daughter threatening messages. And tonight's Scottish Premiership games will be the last in front of large crowds for at least a few weeks. The majority of clubs want their winter break brought forward as new rules shut most fans out of stadiums until after Christmas. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham. Contact with us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Tessa. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's a strong wind warning for the North Irish Sea for the overnight and into tomorrow. There's fog on the mountain road. The Ben McCree is safely in harbour and a fresh south-southeasterly will bring some showers through the evening and overnight. Minimum temperature 7 degrees. For Thursday, Jerdain, cloudy with intermittent spells of rain on a moderate to fresh south-southeasterly. Daytime maximum 11 degrees. It will dry up Thursday evening as the wind turns to come in from the west or southwest, down to 6 degrees through the night. And Christmas Eve will start dry but turn wet through the afternoon. A strong easterly will become gale force by evening. Top temperature 10 Celsius. Tides on the way out. Low waters at 18 minutes to 8 tonight. High tide 23 minutes to 2 a.m. Low tide tomorrow morning, 23 minutes before 8. And the sun rises at 24 minutes to 9.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
106 new cases of COVID have been recorded on the Isle of Man. Here's the detail from Tessa.
9 people who have the virus are in Nobles Hospital, but there is no one in intensive care. The origin of 9 of the new cases recorded is currently under investigation. 346 people are awaiting the results of a COVID-19 PCR test result. 133 tests are booked in tomorrow. Meanwhile, there are 2 walk-in vaccine clinics left before Christmas. Tomorrow's, that's December the 23rd, will take place between 8:45 and 11:15 in the morning. There will also be a clinic on Christmas Eve between the same times. Walk-in clinics are now available for those aged 12 and above to receive a COVID vaccine between now and New Year's Eve. They can have either a first or second dose. Booster doses are only available to people over the age of 18. Manx Care has also announced when people will be able to get COVID-19 PCR tests over the festive period. The Grandstand testing facility will be closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. On Boxing Day, it will only be available to people who have an appointment for a travel pathway.
The Chief Minister says he won't hesitate to put the Isle of Man into lockdown if the Omicron variant of COVID-19 creates a critical threat to the health services. Here's Christian Jones.
Speaking on Man in Line, Alfred Cannon was asked what plans are in place should Nobles Hospital come under pressure due to COVID-19. Wednesday saw the necessity for a PCR test to confirm a COVID-19 case abolished. A lateral flow test can now be used to diagnose a case of COVID-19 with a 10-day isolation period after a positive test result. 58% of those who've had their second dose have also received a COVID-19 booster vaccine. The Chief Minister's confident in the island's current response, but aware of the risks that Omicron could present.
89% of all COVID cases were diagnosed by the public themselves. That's why we've switched the emphasis around now and said, well, look, you know, so many cases are being self-reported. Let's manage it that way. Let's keep our critical infrastructure free as we deal with this Omicron wave that's coming through. But clearly there are some risks. And if Omicron takes hold substantially and sort of beats us to the third doses, which are currently ongoing. And by the way, now we've vaccinated over, I think 58% have been vaccinated. There is a risk still that we're going to have a number of cases, and some of that might affect our staffing. We're going to evaluate all aspects of society. And look, if we have a critical threat to the island's infrastructure, and it's the hospital, as I said, we won't hesitate to bring into play some form of circuit break, whether that's a full circuit break for the island for a short period, or whether we bring forward some other balancing measures to try and help things stabilise and recover.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
23 minutes before six, the Douglas councillor wants the Manx government to offer incentives to get more Manx drivers to buy electric cars. There are currently under 800 EVs, electric vehicles, registered on the Isle of Man, with the government aiming to increase that to 10,000 by 2030. Frank Schwengel's an electric vehicle driver, and the councillor, of course, as well. He believes more needs to be done.
I think it's feasible because, you know, people here generally are relatively well off and able to buy new cars, or, you know, these days 90% of cars are on finance anyway, so people don't really buy them anymore. But I think it would be very good if the government looked into, you know, helping us along and getting more people onto the EV train, so to say, because the biggest turnoff for most people that I speak to certainly is still the price of buying an electric car, and, you know, new or used ones, they are still more expensive than your conventional petrol or diesel cars, and that's a real problem. And I wish there was more support from the government for this.
What help would you like to see from the government? What level of support?
Well, other countries, starting with the one just across the water here, they may have cut their EV subsidy a little bit now, but the UK still does give money towards the purchase of an EV. The biggest country, I think, in Europe in this regard is certainly Germany, where you can get up to 9,000 euros towards your new EV. And that has brought up some amazing deals. You can lease a brand new EV over there for something like £10 a month, because of, you know, these subsidies. So they're really working very, very hard to get the cars on the roads. And also what I would kind of like to see here might be something like a scrappage scheme, because we have an awful lot of old cars. Now, I love cars, okay? I'm a petrol head. So with old cars, I don't mean classic cars. I would never want to get rid of them, but there's a lot of old cars that aren't classic, that are just polluting and probably costing the owners more than they want. And if the government helps to get rid of them, and say, we give you £2,000 or £3,000 if you scrap that thing and buy an EV, I think that would help a lot of people to get onto the EV ladder.
A £58 rebate to gas customers in the new year will be welcome despite soaring overall costs. According to the Cabinet Office, it follows an agreement between Manx Gas and Manx Utilities, which would see the energy company pay £700,000 less each year for infrastructure payments. Cabinet Office Minister Kate Lord-Brennan was asked, with a 27.5% gas price rise hitting bills this month, is the rebate really a cause for celebration?
This is something that has been in the pipeline for a while to figure out how it actually might be brought through to Manx Gas customers. It's reliant on the billing process by Manx Gas. The timing is merely that it has been something that's been able to be concluded recently, you know, with agreements between MUA and with the support of Treasury and also in collaboration with Manx Gas. So although it's hitting at this time and the benefit will be felt, albeit, you know, in the scheme of things, it is a you know, not going to address the rises that people are facing, it is a separate matter. I think it will be welcome that government has come good on what it's put forward, but it's not about addressing that broader issue. But I do think that, you know, it will be welcomed that this financial benefit of this adjustment that government has made and seen through will reach gas customers.
And that adjustment will save Manx Gas £700,000 per year. Are there any other sources of reduction that government should and could be looking at right now?
I think we need to remember that, you know, Manx Gas is a private organisation. It's now regulated by the Communications and Utilities Regulatory Authority since the decision for statutory regulation was brought forward. And so, you know, anything else really will fall into the hands of the Communications, Utilities and Regulatory Authority and indeed Manx Gas.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
18 minutes before 6, Ben McCree safely in harbour. She departed Heesham at 7 minutes past 2 and will be leaving Douglas at 7.45 this evening. Getting to Heesham at 11:30. The overnight departure 2.15, back to Douglas for 6. And the morning departure for Heesham is at 8.45.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
It's hoped a wider variety of businesses on the Isle of Man will consider taking on apprentices in the future. That hope is from the Vice Principal for Curriculum and Quality at UCIOM, Joe Richardson, who says there's more demand for apprenticeship courses than there are places currently.
You're really focusing on the skills where the economy needs them. So an employer wanting to employ more people but not necessarily having the right skills out there can employ an apprentice. The apprentice would spend so many days in the workplace and then one day a week at UCM or another organisation actually learning the underpinning knowledge to those skills that they're using day to day in the workplace. That's really, really productive because it really means you can focus just where you want at the right time in the Isle of Man's economy.
The COVID pandemic has hit education like everywhere else. What has uptake and demand been like?
Well, in the Isle of Man, we've always had far more people wanting to become apprentices than we've had places available. So particularly in the trades, so particularly in the construction trades, painting and decorating, carpentry and joinery, there's always been a greater demand for these employment opportunities than we've had places for.
You say that there are more applying than there are places at the moment. What kind of support can be provided to yourselves, do you think, that could help open it up to others?
A lot of it sounds to the employers. The employers, as well as having the vacancy there for a new member of staff to join their team, also has to have a mentor in the workplace. So as long as you know you've got a vacancy and somebody who can mentor a young starter coming through, then you could offer an apprenticeship. So many more companies might like to think about it.
What do you think in terms of apprenticeships the Isle of Man needs a little more of?
I would like to certainly see it widened so that more organisations appreciate that they could actually develop apprenticeships. So it has been a little bit traditional and we need to really throw those doors open wide and say, come on, come to talk to us, find out what we can do. What we'd also like to see is apprenticeships going into the higher level too. Higher level apprenticeships are still fairly new in the UK. We'd like to see them expanded in the Isle of Man where they're up to degree level. So you've got undergraduate and postgraduate apprenticeship opportunities.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6, HSBC are putting their money where their trees are. More than 3,000 trees and 5 kilometres of hedges are set to be planted across the Isle of Man and the Channel Islands. The environmental boost comes from a partnership between HSBC and a number of island conservation Foundation charities. Earlier this year, HSBC created a green finance campaign which saw it make donations to the Manx Wildlife Trust every time a customer took out an HSBC green loan during 2021. £53,000 has been donated consequentially. The bank also implemented plans to reduce plastic usage by using 85% recycled plastic for its credit cards and extending the life of the cards from 3 to 5 years. Also, HSBC reduced paper waste by enabling those applying for a mortgage to sign documents digitally and upload them electronically. As a result of this campaign, almost 24,000 customers switched to e-statements, saving more than 1 million sheets of A4 paper every year. Sri Lanka plans to settle a debt for Iranian oil imports with Ceylon tea. The government in Sri Lanka say their country hopes to send £3.8 million worth of tea to Iran every month to clear a debt for oil of $251 million. Sri Lanka is experiencing a severe debt and foreign exchange crisis, which has been made worse by the loss of tourist income during the coronavirus pandemic. It's the first time tea has been used to barter foreign debt. The method of payment apparently doesn't violate UN or American sanctions because tea is categorized as a food item on humanitarian grounds, and no blacklisted Iranian banks will be involved. The Sri Lankan Plantation Ministry says the recommended scheme will save Sri Lanka much needed foreign currency as it's being paid in Sri Lankan rupees.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets were little changed as investors continued to monitor the threat from the Omicron variant. US stocks traded higher to extend gains from Tuesday's session. Oil rose on fears of tight supply and a drawdown of US inventories. Gold traded within a tight range as US Treasury yields were higher. In corporate news, travel-related stocks were on the rise again. IAG, Rolls-Royce, Whitbread and Intercontinental Hotels all higher. Croda was weaker after agreeing to sell the majority of its technology and industrial chemicals business to Cargill for €915 million. And the numbers now at the close in London. Ramsey Crookall reporting. The FTSE 100 closed up 0.6% at 7,341. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.9, almost 1%, actually, at 15,593. Currently, New York City, the Dow Jones is up 0.4% at 35,644. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 0.8% at 15,468. And the S&P 500 up 0.7% at 4,680. But obviously, the trading day goes on. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling, currently worth $1, 33.4 cents, €1, 17.8 cents, and 21 South African rand, 10.9 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold up 0.5% at $1,798 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil trading up 1% at $74.75.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Thanks for joining Manx Radio tonight. It's 11 minutes before 6. Does your workplace have a menopause policy? Braddon Commissioners will be the first local authority on the Isle of Man to introduce measures to support their employees. Deputy Clerk and Finance Officer to Braddon Commissioners, Moira Radcliffe, saw an opportunity to have a positive impact on her workforce.
I watched the Davina McCall documentary about menopause, and I was particularly struck by the lady on that documentary that was considering giving up work because of her symptoms. So she'd gone to her employer and they'd had a policy in place that helped her solve it and helped her manage her symptoms at work. And I put something together and took it to my boss, and he said, well, yeah, put it to the board and see how you get on. And it went to the board. We've got five gentlemen and they approved it. And I have to say, I'm really proud of them for that. Not just because they're the first commissioners on the island to do it, but because they can see the foresight in that, really, and how it's important. I've read a third of women who go through the menopause hide their symptoms at work. 8 out of 10 of them experience notable symptoms that they struggle to work with, and 20% of them consider giving up work. So if you've got a workforce that's going through that, and it can be a long period, it can be between 2 and 5 years that women are experiencing these symptoms, so why not support them to try and keep them? You know, these ladies have experience, long experience. I don't want to lose that experience. So I think having this kind of flag in the sand to say, come and talk to us, we can adjust things around you. This just makes a space for the conversation to happen, really.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. A TT winner will now have to wait a little longer to make his debut in one of the most grueling motorsport events on the planet. James Hillier had been due to take part in the 2022 Dakar Rally after qualifying at the Rally of Andalusia back in May this year. However, manufacturer changes at the Rich Energy OMG squad have delayed the Ringwood-based rider's quest, with the new Yamaha partnership gearing up for action in 2023. Hillier himself says, whilst it's unfortunate the team will have to wait until 2023 to take part, it's absolutely the right decision to push it back. In snooker, Daryl Hill has won his third Champion of Champions title with an 8-4 victory over John Kenish. It brings Kenish's hold over the event to an end, which he has won for the last 3 years. Hill finished the first session 4-3 ahead in a session where multiple frames were won on the black and could have gone either way. In the evening session, Hill found another gear, and with Kenish only managing one more frame, Hill ran out an 8-4 winner, clearing the table with a 60 clearance in the final frame. And finally, over in athletics, entries have now opened for the opening event of the Manx Fell Runners 2022 season. Applications are being welcomed for competitors to take part in the New Year's Fell Race in St John's on Friday the 1st of January. There won't be refreshments served at the event due to COVID mitigations, and anyone involved is being advised to take a lateral flow test that morning. Organisers say whilst it's an outdoor event, around 200 people are expected to be participating. Entry costs £5 for adults and £1 for juniors. An online consent form must be filled out for children taking part, and registration on the day will be at St John's Football Club between 12:15 PM and 1:15 PM.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
The 5:45 inbound Loganair from Manchester came in 10 minutes early. Next inbound is the 5:06 Loganair from Birmingham. And then the 10:07 EasyJet from Manchester, the 7:30 EasyJet from Gatwick will be coming in. They're all scheduled on time at the moment. Next outbound is the patient transfer plane, Loganair's 6:20 to Liverpool, looking like it's on time. Then the 6:30 Loganair to Birmingham, and then the 7:20 EasyJet to Manchester. Last outbound tonight is the 8:00 EasyJet to London Gatwick, and the last arrival, the 8:20 return Loganair patient transfer plane from Liverpool. On the roads, say goodbye to those temporary lights by Greba, the Highlander and St Trinians. They should be wrapping up tomorrow. They're going to be paused. The traffic lights will be taken away, put in storage. We believe Santa Claus has taken them and will bring them back on the 4th of January. Oh joy. In Douglas, still extended till the after Christmas, Queen Street and a short stretch of North Quay closed for the demolition of the former Newsons building. Temporary lights just up to Christmas Eve on the upper promenade in Port Arran for drainage installation. And Paul Rose Bridge remains closed to traffic for renovation, should be open before TT next year.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre Club Card has over £400 worth of saving for your whole family. Get more with
Quayside. The Salvation Army will host dozens of people on Boxing Day as part of its annual Boxing Day lunch. Each year, the organisation treats people who are alone during the festive period to a traditional three-course meal. Rachel Nevote is captain at the Salvation Army.
It's aimed at either people that are on their own or people that would struggle to prepare a Christmas dinner. So we invite people to come and share with one another. We usually provide some Christmas entertainment as well, so we'd sing carols and have a short Christmas message. It's always well received. The guests that come and join us, you know, they always go home with a big smile on their face. Christmas is a time where families come together, and it's difficult because there are some people within our community that don't have families. Traditionally, we share in the three-course traditional Christmas meal, but then we also provide carol singing, and we have some guests that actually come and sing to us. We have a short Christmas service. There's games and jokes and all sorts of entertainment for the guests to enjoy. We have volunteers as well that provide like a taxi service for those that can't make their own way there, so they're picked up from their own homes and then they come back after the meal, collect them from the Salvation Army and take them home. And everybody that comes gets a box of chocolate and a gift that's normally smellies, or you know, like a hat, scarf and gloves, things like that. So they even get gifts as well to be able to take home with them. It is a lovely festive Christmassy time together. Like I said, a lot of people spend Christmas on their own for many different reasons, and that's really, really difficult. So it's very special for them to be able to be in that community environment and family environment. And the most touching comments really are often from those who have lost loved ones during the year. So, you know, last year they were together and this year they're not. And so, yeah, that it really helps those people to be able to come and share in a community meal.
That's it for Update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer Christian Jones. And if you're listening to this Update as a podcast anywhere in the world, any time of day or night, thank you for making Update the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. We really appreciate it. This is the final Update back in 2022.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas from everyone at Doom School!